All right. We're also on three AM stations, AM 1340, AM 1350, AM 1400. We are now on YouTube Live. Some of you are seeing that, and you can see Nan in the studio. I'm in the control room through the glass, running everything. And we are always blessed to be here. We love Lola, the owner of the station, Ed, Big Ed, and the whole gang. And we're a part of this Tan Talk Network family and have been now for 14 years, almost 14 years. So our Thursday night show, Betty, I want you to talk about that and the prayer ministry, if I can get you to do both of those. Would you do that, BT?
Yes, I will. One of the shows that, besides this one, that Pastor Marcia is Mama Mac on is Go Yard. Now, Go Yard is mean hitting a home run. It's a baseball slang term, but it's one of the shows that you can learn and understand some things about reality. Sometimes we struggle with different things such as fear or anxiety, that we need that calm, those words that can encourage us. And they do that through Go Yard with Dr. Angel, which is our licensed PhD mental health counselor. I mean, I can go on for, I think we'd have to go on for hours with all of the.
Have you heard her commercial that Tommy cut on for Go Yard?
Yes.
It goes on and on. Yes. It goes like a minute and 15 seconds just trying to get her accomplishments in there. Love it.
Yeah, bless her heart. But, you know, she is so adverse in so many different areas from, you know, adolescence to senior citizens. I mean, I can go on and on and on, but it's just something that deals with reality and the struggles that we go through, especially with the COVID, as you call it, the COVID calamity. It's given us some great insights on how to deal with some of our emotions.
Exactly.
So I would suggest turn in at 6:06 p.m. On the Tan Talk Radio and listen to Mama Mac and Dr. Angel Falzoni.
Every Thursday night.
How was that?
That was excellent. Every Thursday night, you have a great radio voice. So talk about the prayer ministry, which you and Pastor Jim head up.
Yeah, it's one of those things that God has given through Beacon of Hope is the ability to pray for people. You don't have to be a member of Beacon of Hope to send in a prayer request, but God is answering prayer. We have anything from people that have been healed of cancer, people that have gotten are in remission and are staying in remission. We have people that we pray for all the time, no members of Beacon of Hope. All you have to do is just send us a request, no matter how big or how small the request is. We've prayed for people who have lost their animals. Like I say, God cares about everything about us. So send in a prayer request to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Pastor Jim, myself, and maybe adding some people who send out the prayers, will actually attach a prayer to your request. And we send it out to all the prayer warriors on our list. And we come together as a unit where, you know, two or three are gathered in His name. And we lift that prayer up to the Lord, to the throne of glory. So again, if you have a prayer, prayers@bohmglobal.com. If you would like to be a part of this mighty moving force, again, say, add me. I want to be a prayer warrior to prayers@bohmglobal.com. If you want to type a prayer and be a part of that, send us. I would love to be able to intercede and be able to write those prayers for you. Again, prayers@bohmglobal.com.
Good job. All right. Nan, do you have something right there?
Yes, while Betty was speaking. Share the prayer need that you have. I will move in the situation you face. This is from God, God's view. Trust that I will lead you. Child, you will make it by my grace. The prayer team will pray for you. Always know that they do care. I am moving through their prayers. You will see me move there. Love, God.
That so goes along with this song by Chris Tomlin. Good, good Father. That's who He is. He's your good, good Father.
Oh, I've heard a thousand stories. is what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers. Only you provide, 'cause you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Because you are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. You are perfect in all of your ways. Oh, you're perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways to us. Oh, it's love so undeniable. I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable. I can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call.
Praise God. He loves you, dear one. You're his child. He created you in your mother's womb. You are special to him. Going to John chapter 10. Glad you're joining us today on Living the Good Life. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Betty and Nan here in the studio. John 10, we talked last week where he said, I am the good shepherd. This series is Believe and Receive. And so you got to believe when Jesus says, I am something, he means business. He's not just saying, well, I am, he's not fooling around. He's telling the truth. There's seven things in the book of John where he says, I am. And so we have talked about four of them already. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. We talked last week about I am the good shepherd. Today it's I am the door. John 10. We know that in those times, the shepherds, and this was a common occupation, David himself, as a young boy, took care of his father's sheep on the hillside and wrote Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David understood the relationship that God wanted to have with him. Jesus says, which we talked last week and catch last week's show, by going here to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcasts and look for last week, go for the name of the show, Living the Good Life, and then go for the date of last week. I am the good shepherd, and I know and recognize my own. John 10, verse 14. My own know and recognize me. Do you recognize God's voice? You see, the shepherds back then named each sheep. We mentioned this last week. Well, we're all named, are we not? Sometimes God calls Betty, Betty Lou. That's what she says, right, Betty? He calls you Betty Lou?
Yes, ma'am.
Sometimes I call you BT. Which really
you call
is,
me a lot of,
I call you a lot of things, but that's short for bacon, lettuce, and tomatoes, so BT.
Yep.
But in verse 3 of John 10, the watchman opens the door for this man. The sheep listen to his voice. They heed it, and he calls to his own sheep by name, brings them out. He leads them out. That word in the Greek is leads. Verse 4, when he has brought his own sheep outside, he walks on before them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. Guys, sheep follow the shepherd. We are sheep. It says in Isaiah 53, all we like sheep, right, have gone astray. We have done our own thing, it says in Isaiah 53, right? So in verse 7 of John 10, so Jesus said, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you that I myself am the door for the sheep. When the sheep went out to graze every day and the shepherd led them to green pastures, as it says in Psalm 23, beside still waters, and they brought him home at night, they went through the door to get inside to the courtyard where they lived, right? And the sheep, if somebody got out of line, would call them by name, like Betty Lou. Get over here. You're too close to the cliff. And so this sheep, the shepherd would call the sheep by name. And he said, he's the door. He's the door for the sheep. Verse 9, I am the door. Anyone who enters in and through me will be saved, will live. He will come in and he will go out freely and will find pasture. Now, in John 14, 6, which we talked about that I am statement, the very first in this series, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. We are very aware there's a lot of cults, there's a lot of religions, quote unquote, around that say, well, you go to heaven this way. You do all this. You make atonement for your sin. Nan, talk about this. Would you talk about this in relation to what God says to us, Jesus says to us right here in John 10.
Well, he tells us that he's the only way to heaven. He's the only way, and he is the only way. And, you know, people, they have some pretty funky, weird thoughts about God and how to get to God and statues that they worship and crystals that they handle and think that that's how they get to God. That's not. We get to God through Jesus Christ, period. Period. He gave his life for us, and he died for us, and he was a sacrificial lamb for us, and we just have to accept the gift of his salvation, and that's how you get to heaven, period.
Well, what do you say about those people that say, well, if I'm good enough, if I'm just good, I'll be okay. I'll get to heaven because I'm just good.
They're not going to. they are good, and I know some good people who don't have Jesus as their Savior, and it's sad because they are good people.
So that goodness does not get you to heaven?
Goodness does not get you to heaven. Only the gift of salvation by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in your life gets you to heaven, period.
And it says that in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, whoever believes in him. Betty quoted verse 17 earlier, but whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Nan, why do we have to believe?
Well, we have to believe.
Why
to
can't
receive.
We just be kind of good?
it's not accepting Jesus Christ as our Savior. We can't just be kind.
But what
good.
If there's people out there in the audience right now are going, I don't think you have to get saved, quote unquote, be born again. Why do you have to do that? What happens in the born again experience?
You're born again. the old things are passed away.
Right.
All things become new in your life.
It's mindset shift.
It is a mindset shift.
You say, I believe that I'm a sinner, and mm-hmm. I want the Lord Jesus to save me from my sins. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9, I call that the Christian's bar soap, Ivory soap. Right? If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why can't we just go along and just see what life brings and not ever come to a decision moment, Betty? Why can't we just do that? Just go along, you know, because there's some people maybe listening right now who go, I don't think you have to actually ask Jesus to come into your heart. But guess what you do? Because he's the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by him. Go ahead, Betty.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where there is no left, there is no right. You either accept, believe, and follow, or you don't. And I think that's what people are so used to today, is that, well, I can get by with this, and I'll be okay. Or I can do this and be okay. But when it comes to salvation, there's only one way.
Mm-hmm.
And that one way is Jesus Christ. And when Jesus himself says, I am the truth and the life,
yes.
Then he said it, I believe it, and I received it.
Amen.
And it's so important to understand that Jesus is who he says he is.
He is.
You know, he is truth. He is the light.
Yes.
And it's amazing when you were talking just a few minutes ago when you read, you know, John chapter 10, and you talk about the door for the sheep.
Right.
And love the Amplified Version. It says leading to life.
Yeah.
After the door for the sheep is leading to life.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you can do is when you find him, you find security.
Yes.
Once you accept him, he accepts you.
Amen.
Willingly. There is no, you live with him forever, but you have spiritual security with him.
Yes.
That there's no, again, there is no left nor right.
Right.
You become a child of God.
Amen.
You become his beloved. I mean, there are so many words that you can say. But Jesus, when Jesus says he saves, Jesus saves, and there is only one way, and that is, even
yes.
in the Bible, you talked about this a few weeks ago about when Nicodemus was asking Jesus, you know, how can you be born again?
Right.
You know, go back in from whence you came.
Right.
So it's spelled out so many times throughout the Bible. That it's just not John 3:16. It's, you know, the disciples tell people, John the Baptist told people about Jesus. Back in the Old Testament, there was prophecy about Jesus.
Amen.
So it's just one of those things that's just brought up once. It's more than once. And there is only one way, and it's through Jesus Christ.
Amen. We started the show talking in Isaiah 43, and we went through about the first 7 verses. But the other day when I was studying, verse 11 hit me like it never has before in Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43:11 says this, I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. What translation are you in? That's in the Amplified. What are you in, Nan?
Life Application, I believe.
What does verse 11 say there? Isaiah 43:11.
I guess I am the Lord, and there is 43:11, right?
Yeah.
I am the Lord, and there is no other Savior.
No other Savior. Okay. So it's not like you can be a part of a Hare Krishna or be a Buddhist or whatever and think that you're going to heaven. And Betty, I have heard people say for years, well, those are good people. those are, they believe what they believe, but why do you say Jesus is the only way? Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. That's John 14:6. And we're going to go over to John 14 right now. Let's go there. And because I love this, because the door is the entrance way to home for the sheep. Jesus is the door. Because he came to this earth, died on the cross, he provides for us eternal life. Right? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have
everlasting life.
Everlasting life. Jesus, the door, is the gateway or the entrance way to home for us. To enter the sheepfold for the sheep was to come home. I don't know about y'all. I'm getting ready to make a trip, and I'll tell you, I like being on the road, and I like to having trips, but I'll tell you what, I love coming in the door to home, right? Sleep in my own bed, you know? And we are going home someday. We're going home. It's going to be truly amazing. John 14, verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, or agitated. You believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely on God. Believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely on me also, Jesus said. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places or homes, it says in the Amplified. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And I make ready a place for you, I will come back again. Jesus is coming back, folks. He's coming back, right? I will come back again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And to the place where I'm going, you know the way. Thomas said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And this is when Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father except by and through me. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, it's just, you know, it's as plain as the nose on your face, is that Jesus said it. It is done. And God would not have sent his only son to die if he was not the only way. And I read sometime this afternoon in the book that you can go through the door, and when you go home, but if you try to slip in another way, that's not cool, because there's something wrong if you can't come through the door.
So yeah, you're a thief, you know, if you're trying to get in through the window or break glass to get in, right?
That's exactly right. It's just not done. That's just not the way it should be done. Is that when you come through the door, you have security, especially when you come through the door that Jesus opens for you, and Jesus is an open door. And he will greet you. He will bless you beyond anything that you can even imagine, that he will give you the security. He will take away the fear. He will take away the cowardliness that you're holding on to.
Right.
And because he is the truth and the life, just like it says, and there's the only way through him, to him, is through the God, is through the Son.
And amen.
To me, if a child can understand it, there's no reason why that an adult can't understand it. It's very simplistic. It's just plain black and white.
But Betty, I have known people through the years that refuse to acknowledge that Jesus is the only way.
I think that they are, and I, again, this is just my opinion, is I think that they have been blinded.
Right.
That they have been deceived somewhere
I
down
agree.
Their line.
I agree, and I think, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you again. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. Because I know we have a lot to say in a very short period of time, is that they have been deceived that somehow, some way, that the enemy where someone has deceived them into believing that good works will get you into heaven. Good works are good, but the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. And it's accepting him with your mouth, believing,
yes,
and by faith and through grace is that we are saved.
Amen.
I think a lot of people now, you know, they, I hate to say this, but they want to see. They want to see something tangible. They want to see something materialized. If you will look around you, people, there are miracles performed day after day after day. The Bible is unfolding in front of us.
Amen.
Right,
it is.
Now.
It is.
It's the words of the people, of the testimonies of people, like even from who, you know, through the prayer, through who God has used through, is prayer through, you know, through these people, is that God is working miracles every single day.
Amen.
Not one, probably tens of millions of thousands, and that's not probably the way I should have said it, tens of thousands of millions of billions,
right,
that we see it. We should see everything around us. We've got to stop. That old saying, we've got to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah.
Is that we have got to stop the agony that we're putting ourselves through right now and believe that Jesus Christ is who he says he is. He is the Lord and Savior of this world, and we've got to turn back to him.
There's a reason why, because I don't know about y'all, but I certainly don't want to spend eternity out of the presence of the Lord.
No.
I want to go home. Chris Tomlin, we did it at Beacon this morning. It was great. I love this song.
This world is not what it was meant to be. All this pain, all this suffering. There's a better place waiting for me in heaven. Every tear will be wiped away. Every sorrow and sin erased. We'll dance on seas of amazing grace. In heaven, in heaven, I'm going home where the streets are golden. Every chain. Every fear is gone. I'm in your open arms.
I'm going home. Nan, are you going home someday?
I'm going home. I'm going home. I can have a poem.
Yeah.
I want to go to my heavenly home. I can hardly wait to get there. Oh, how wonderful it will be. Gone will be my burdens and cares. I want to bring others with me. I will share with them home where I will be. They need to know about it. It's going to be wonderful. I will be free. You know, and we'll be, you know, down here on earth, we have trials and tribulations and problems, and we discuss
a whole lot more in 2020 than we
in 2020. Yeah, yeah. But there we won't have all that.
Mm-mm.
There we won't have all that. That is our true home. That is our true home.
What does that mean to you, Betty? You want to talk about that?
Well, it means that he will dry every tear.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no more pain.
Right.
There will be no more suffering. That we can go home and be free. Free from the toils and tribulations of this world.
Right.
That we can live in peace, that we can walk beside the crystal sea, that we can actually praise God around the throne with the angels.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be able to see said my animals first, but I should say my family first that have went before me. I'll be
sure.
able to see my animals. I'll be able to hug the neck of Jesus, of whom I have wished that I had found sooner than in 1985. But it means that I'll leave this body, this shell, that's all it is. It'll just be a shell, that my spirit will go to be where there is no,
yeah,
there is no more sorrow. And it's just amazing to me that people ignore that.
Right.
It's such a blessing to know that, and this has always been my vision, is I will have a mansion by a lake, and I will have to take care of, this is stupid, Betty, don't do this. I'll have as many animals as I can handle that I can take care of.
That's right.
And I will take care of people, too, if he gives that to me, but I think it will be animals. that may be one of the horses that he rides in on when he comes when he comes back will be maybe one of the horses that I got to take care of, that he'll come to me and he'll say, I need a white horse. Do you have one? I said, sure. I have exactly the one that you need. So it gives you a sense of peace.
Yes, it does.
To know that we're only here temporarily.
Oh, yes.
And this is not our home. I mean, yeah, we have a a shelter, you know, we have a roof over our head, but this is not our home. This is not our final place. This is not where we will live for the rest of our life. We will live with Jesus Christ in heaven. And if a child, such as my little grandchild, can understand, it's not that hard to understand that Jesus loves us and he loves us all the same, and that he wants all of us, and I say all of us, I mean everyone possibly he can get, is that there are mansions in heaven that he wants filled with people. And, you know, people need the Lord. You know that song we played, it always makes me cry.
Yeah, we
like
played it a couple weeks
baby.
Ago.
It, people
need the Lord.
Need the Lord. And they do. They need the Lord.
They do. They do. When you're talking about mansions, reminded me of a day when my mother, after my dad had passed, they lived with me. And mom and I were taking a drive around the mansions that are on the water right here in Palm Harbor. And we were on the street and mom said, look at that mansion. I hope I have a mansion like that. And I started singing, I got a mansion just over the hilltop and one bright day I'll never grow old. And then I was singing that to her and she grabbed my arm and said, stop. And I said, what? She goes, I'm not ready for that mansion quite yet. I'm going, but I don't want it quite yet. So don't make me go yet. I said, no, I'm not making you go yet. But it just was so sweet because she was singing with me. We were singing, "I Got a Mansion Just Over the Hilltop, and that bright land will never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold." Revelation 21, verse 1. "Then I saw a new sky, heaven, and a new earth. For the former sky and the former earth had passed away and vanished. There was no longer existed any sea." Verse 2 of Revelation 21, if you want to follow along. This is the revelation that God gave John. "And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, all arrayed like a bride, beautified and ordained, adorned for her husband. Then I heard a mighty voice from the throne, and I perceived its distinct words saying, 'See, the abode of God is with men," of course, and women, "and he will live and encamp and tent among them. And they shall be his people, and God shall personally be with them and be their God." Verse 4, Revelation 21. "God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be anguish, sorrow, and mourning, nor grief, nor pain anymore. For the old conditions and the former order of things have passed away." And he who is seated on the throne said, "See, I make all things new." Also, he said, "Record this, for these sayings are faithful and accurate, incorruptible and trustworthy, and true and genuine." Verse 6, "And he further said to me, 'It is done,'" because it had already been decreed. So in the mind of God, this is already done. "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I myself will give water without price from the fountain and springs of the water of life. He who is victorious shall inherit all these things, and I will be God to him, and he shall be my son or my daughter." Whoa, whoa, whoa. Nan, talk to us. That's coming. It's coming soon. It's coming sooner rather than later.
I'm excited that all things are going to be set new, and we're going to be free of pain or free of...
No more crying. Mm. We are going to see the king.
Love that song. I'm thinking, people who have to deal with health issues and things that happen.
Right, yeah.
They're not going to have any more.
New body.
I can't wait to get a new body.
Yeah. Betty, that some of those little issues you have that we laugh about, you're not going to have those in heaven. We'll have to laugh about other things.
No, you won't be able to make fun of me anymore.
It said that here in this verse. No more making fun. No, do not do that.
I always made fun back in the day. You know, when I get to heaven, I'm going to be 5'11".
Oh, you're going to be a tall girl.
I'm going to be tall. I'll be able to play volleyball, be able to spike the ball, be able to dunk the ball because I used to be a boy. And, the one thing that I'm looking forward to is, because I love to pray and I love to praise God, so the one thing I'm looking forward to is praising with the angels and the saints around the throne. And
around
the throne. Be singing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There won't be hurricanes or tornadoes or anything that we have to be fearful of in this world.
Right.
There won't be riots. There won't be anything like that. There won't be no COVID-19 when we get to heaven.
No.
Because, you know, Jesus has come to save the world. He's come to, and he's coming back. And he wants all Amen. Of us listening to the show now and in the future. He wants all of his kids with him when he comes back.
Right.
And that should be what that should make such an impact on people's lives that
yes.
they would say, I don't want to be left behind.
Right.
I want, and that should be enough to say, I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to see my mother and my father. I want to see my mother and father again. But if your mother and father are still here, I want to be with them. I want to be with them in heaven. I don't want to be left here on earth to have to deal with the things of this earth that will happen after Jesus comes. I don't want anything to do with that. We think it's bad now. People, you have got no idea. If you just read the book of Revelation from beginning to end, you will see it's not going to be pretty. So that's why it's so important to realize that that one word is Jesus, help me, save me. Let me confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord and Savior, that you will be a part of that descending into heaven when Jesus comes back, and that the dearly departed will rise first. I'm not going to get into that, but you'll be able to be with the ones, maybe the loved ones that have gone before you. You'll be able to see your mom and dad be there, Pastor Marcia.
Yeah.
Jackson will see Miss Nan, and everybody that has gone before will greet us.
Right.
When so.
Wow.
Why it's so important, people, to understand that Jesus is the way, the truth,
Amen.
And the life. The only way to get to heaven is through him.
Amen. Thank you, Betty. Talk to us, Nan, and then we're going to go to Romans 10, 9 and 10.
I want to read a poem. It seems appropriate now with something Betty said. I wrote it earlier in the show. It's an invitation. Believe that I am the door. I have so much in store. Will you walk through it today? Just look to me and pray. Will you accept the gift I offer you? With this decision, what will you do? I love you so very much. Of your life, I will touch. What will you now do? Please know that my love is true. And it's like from Jesus.
Boy, it is. People. That's an invitation. That's
an invitation.
Perfectly timed. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Paul wrote this. If you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe, adhere to, trust in, and rely on the truth that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10 of Romans 10. For with the heart a person believes, adheres to, trusts in, relies on Christ, and so is justified and declared righteous and acceptable to God. And with the mouth he confesses, declares openly, and speaks out freely his faith and confirms his salvation. These are two of the most powerful verses in the whole Bible, Romans 10, 9 and 10. You need to commit them to memory. Because it basically says that if we acknowledge and confess with our lips that Jesus is Lord, and if we really believe this in our hearts, this series is called Believe and Receive. So we got to believe. And if we do that and we confess it with our mouth and we believe it, then we will receive salvation. But it says here, you have got to acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe. So you got to believe. And if you do, that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. You can seal your eternal home today. Nan, I'm going to ask you to repeat after me. We're going to pray a prayer of salvation. We're going to invite anybody, wherever you are around the globe, if you are not positive and certain that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity. And if you do believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son, if you do believe that God allowed Jesus to go to the cross to take your sins and your sicknesses in his body on the cross, and if you do believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead, then pray along with Nan. I'm going to say that phrase by phrase, and then Nan's going to repeat it. You repeat it with her so you can nail down your salvation this moment in time. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I choose to believe.
I choose to believe.
That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that God sent Jesus to this earth.
I believe that God sent Jesus to this earth.
To show us the Father.
To show us the Father.
And give us a pathway to salvation.
And give us a pathway to salvation.
I believe that Jesus died on a cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that by acknowledging and confessing my faith.
I believe that by acknowledging and confessing my faith.
In Jesus as the Son of God and my Savior.
In Jesus as the Son of God and my Savior.
I can now declare that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
That Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
I ask you, Lord, to forgive me now.
I ask you, Lord, to forgive me now.
For anything and everything that I've ever done.
For anything and everything that I have ever done.
Or said that was not pleasing to you.
Or said that was not pleasing to you.
Forgive me, and I want to start a new life right now with you.
Forgive me, and I want to start a new life right now with you.
So be it. Amen and amen.
So be it. Amen and amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
So if you prayed that prayer with Nan, what should they do, Betty, before we do this song?
Well, we ask that you send us, just say, yes, I accepted Jesus, and send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And we will pray with you and for you for the next 30 days to let you know how much we care. And we will keep in touch with you and there are some books that you can get that Pastor has written that can be purchased. And they'll be able to help you through your walk with Jesus. And we encourage you that if you did say yes, is to start with the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They'll tell you all about the person who you accepted into your heart. He is a mighty man who can help you through all that you have gone through, but now you are a child of the King. So amen. Send us a yes to let us know that you did accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Woo. Hallelujah.
Big Daddy Weave, Jesus, I believe. Make this your confession.
I want to walk with you, Jesus. Feel your presence and know you're near. I want to see you, Jesus. Move in power and cast out fear. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I want to say what you're saying, speaking life to what is dead. And I want to cling to you, Jesus, who hanging on your every breath. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. And it's you in exchange for me. 'Cause even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. So let your kingdom come. And let your will be done.
not in the know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible is your reality. I need to hear you now. I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible is your reality. God, even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe.
Praise God. Love that song. Love that song. Jesus, I believe. Do you believe? Do you believe that he is the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Because that's what he wants you to understand and believe and know in your heart. Wow, it's been a great show. Betty, you want to recap whatever you want to recap, please?
Sure. You know, one of the things that, you know, we are talking about is Jesus is the door to everlasting life.
Amen.
That he is our Lord and Savior, is that he is the I Am. He is the one that we trust. He is the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through him.
Amen.
And, you know, just a few minutes ago, you made it very simplistic on receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It's just a commitment that you, you know, a confession that you make
right
to him, that you want to follow him.
Right.
And it's so important to get into the Word and get it deep down inside
yes.
of you.
Yes, yes.
This many, many shows. Is, you know, put on, you know, there's Bible apps, there's printed Bibles, there's so many things that you can get to help you through, to listen to the Facebook post,
right.
to listen to the radio programs, and to be able to praise music, to get into the habit of praising God.
Yes, amen.
That even through the good times and the bad, that prayer and praise and worship is key to living a life that is pleasing to God and to yourself, to get rid of the fear and the anxiety that can come on us.
Right.
Once we've accepted Christ, because the devil will try to take away your joy.
Oh yeah.
Because that'll take out the joy of your salvation. That, you know, old Satan will try to steal it. Get into the Word and find out how you conquer that. And it's important that on Sundays that there is a church who doesn't care where you are. It's where healing happens.
Oh, yeah.
Is at Beacon of Hope Ministries on Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater, 2058. Oh, I had 58 somewhere.
You had that right. 2058 Weaver Park Drive.
Yeah, and they are a church where, you know, the Holy Spirit has the reign to do and come and be a part of it. And just enjoy what you've just experienced. Is Jesus Christ in your life? He does make a difference. And I praise God for you, Pastor Marcia, and for Nan, for being obedient. And I love you both. And I think that in the days and weeks to come, that we're going to see revival.
Amen.
And it starts with us. Love
it,
you both.
It does. And thank you, Betty. We always love having you on. What a joy you are, and what a wonderful friend you are, and an integral part of this ministry.
Amen.
Go ahead, Nan. What did you have there that God's given you?
This is for the people who accepted Jesus as their Savior.
Mm.
If you accepted Jesus as your Savior, you are now part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
From your sins, you're removed. You will now feel so free. Welcome to the family of God. We're so glad to have you in our family. He will help you through all things until heaven you will see.
That's so
welcome
great.
To the family, guys.
Welcome to the family.
Let us know that you joined the family at prayers@bohmglobal.com.
Yes.
Like Betty said, send us a little note. Say, I accepted Jesus.
Yes.
We'll follow up with you. We'll be there for you. We will help you.
And if you're in the Tampa Bay area, come to church. We have Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We also have it on Zoom. So if you can't make it physically, send a note to prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, please add me to your Zoom audience. Also, Facebook, go there live. We usually start that about 10 to 11, 10:50, something like that, 10:55 on Sunday mornings, and that's only 15 or 20 minutes. But also Wednesday night, we have a service. Nan, you want to talk about that real briefly?
We have a service.
Betty, I'm coming back to you for your last comment in just a minute.
It's a Bible study. We comment. We can ask questions. We can make statements. And we can eat our dinner. I come from work with food. And we have tables set up where we can have our Bibles out and our journals out and our dinner out.
It's great, isn't it?
It's great. We have a great time together.
Yes, we do. So Wednesday nights, prayer meeting starts at 5:15. Bible study at 6:15. We're out of there around 7:15, 7:30. You're welcome to join us on Wednesday nights. We'd love to have you, or on Sunday morning, or in our Zoom audience, or our Facebook audience. Betty, some final thoughts real quick.
Well, one of the things that, you know, the Lord is telling us is that he loves us, that he cares for us. I wanna walk with you, Jesus. And one of the things that you just said is he wants us to walk with him. He wants us to talk with him.
Yes.
Take a little time for Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
you, Betty. Go ahead.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Betty Thomas. We love you. We'll see you soon in person, we hope. Nan.
Amen.
Talk to us, Nan. Final thought.
I want to say welcome to the people who accepted Jesus as their Savior. Welcome to the family. We are so happy to have you as part of the family.
It's making you cry again, Nan.
It's making me cry again because it's so exciting. It's so exciting to know.
Wow, Nan and Betty, you guys are terrific. I love this show. It was excellent, excellent. You can listen to it again. Usually it's up by Monday or Tuesday on tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcasts. Go to the name of the show, Living the Good Life. Join us Wednesday night for Bible study, 5:15 prayer meeting, 6:15 Bible study. Bring your Bible. Come and join us. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. in person, 2058 Weaver Park Drive, Clearwater. Right off of Hercules between Drew and Sunset Point, or Zoom. Be a part of the Zoom audience by simply sending your email address to prayers@bohmglobal.com and say, put me on Zoom. And doesn't mean you have to tune in every week. It just that means that you will be on the list that gets the link on Saturday so that you can get on Sunday. And also don't forget this show every Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock. Been doing that for a real long time. God bless every one of you. Thank you, Nan.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Betty. So, if you did pray that prayer, we really encourage you to shoot us a quick little email and just say that you did. And we'll follow up. prayers@bohmglobal.com. God bless every one of you. This has been Nan Watson from right here. And Betty from Michigan. And me, right here, Pastor Marcia. Beacon of Hope Ministries. God bless every one of you. See you next week, same time, 3 o'clock, Sunday afternoon. God bless you. I need to hear you now. I didn't know it's you. I'm standing on your promises. I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. It's even the impossible is your reality. I need to hear you now.